the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts, with the one and only Graham Traynor. How are you, Graham?
I'm very well. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. It's been, what, 365 days since
right,
we last
exactly.
spoke?
Yeah.
since last year's ACUC, and you are well entrenched in the whole awareness campaign. And can you give us a quick update on what's the latest? Because, I mean, it's been a hot topic here with Jim Nussle's big announcement with the $100 million investment from credit unions going forward to execute. So what's going on in your neck of the woods? What's the latest?
So I've been leading on the research, and big focus for us now is to really think through who do we really want to target through this initiative. Obviously, we did a lot of research last year, which led up to the development and the unveiling of Open Your Eyes and the overall brand platform. What we need to do now is really think through who do we want to target? Who are the consumers out there who are going to be most receptive to our messaging, who are going to be the best targets for credit unions across the country? So that's where I've been focused.
Okay.
In terms of the overall initiative, as I said, big focus now is really sort of getting everything ready for a national launch come the new year. So getting in place, thinking around what does the creative content look like, how do we think about the kind of media channels we want to use, and our big focus is the new world of media. This isn't about TV, this isn't about billboards, this is about digital, this is about online, it's really reaching people where they are. So a lot of planning, a lot of development, but we're getting to a point now where we're going to really have a very targeted, focused campaign launching in the new year, which is very exciting.
Yeah, indeed. So are we seeing Facebook ads, Instagram, Twitter, that type of stuff complementing? And there's going to be no TV or a little bit of TV, or where are we going to see this stuff come January 1st?
I think you'll see a lot of it online. Okay. So absolutely through social media channels. But if you think, you know, how many people now are on Pandora or Spotify or just online seeing banner ads as they go around, you know, talking to the guys who are working with on the media plan, the average American spends over 5.5 hours online in some form, which is slightly terrifying at the same time.
Exactly. That's a minimum, right?
Right, minimum, exactly, yeah. Some of us more. You know, from the minute you wake up, checking your phone through to, you know...
Just online right now.
Exactly, exactly. So there's many opportunities, many platforms to reach people. And also the great advantage of digital is it is considerably cheaper, or you get a lot more bang for your buck than you do buying a 30-second spot on television.
Or a newspaper, if anybody's reading that anymore.
Quite.
Any hard copies.
Quite.
Astronomical. So now getting back to the target audience, have you narrowed it down to who is going to be the primary target, or is that still kind of up for consideration right now?
That's still work in progress. So we're currently in the field with our largest survey yet, a survey of over 3,000 Americans. That'll really help us find those segments and, you know, who are going to be most persuaded, most open to our messaging. And that, to your earlier point, will really then drive the strategy around where do we buy media, where are they finding out information. We also want to think about what are the moments when people are most open to a credit union. Things like when you're looking for a car loan, when you're thinking about buying a house, when you may be shopping around for a new credit card. It's also thinking about those moments in time when people are most open to a new financial services product or service, or are really thinking about changing their banking.
Materials, why? What's it going to look like? Do we know what it's going to look like? Is it going to look similar to what we're seeing here, or is it going to be a whole new look, or how do you envision it?
I think the creative at the moment is fantastic, and credit to BrandCap who developed that work. It's very much going to be in line with that. I think the initial testing we did on that concept was really good response from consumers. Obviously, that's still a sort of almost like a prototype. It's going to be professionalized a lot more, going to be doing some sort of professional shooting of content, both video content, also still imagery. So it will look more slick. It will look, I mean, it's pretty slick now, but it will look even better. But absolutely, Open Your Eyes is a core idea, winning idea. So it's building on that.
Yeah, I love it. Are you guys going to stick with kind of like the black and white theme, or is it going to add a little color in there as well, or is that again still up for consideration as far as creative?
I'm just the humble researcher, so I'm not going to answer any questions on creative. Okay. I think, you know, the thing that people like about the imagery is, one, it's youthful, it's dynamic, it's energetic. energetic. Mm-hmm. It's not what people candidly associate with credit unions at times.
You're right.
People like the diversity too of the images we've got. So I think we're going to keep it very much in line with that, which would be great.
What types of in the research and planning phases? What types of feedback have you received from credit unions? Because I know last year, a few months ago at the CUNA Marketing Council, you guys were providing, hey, give us some feedback. What do you guys think about that? What type of feedback have you gotten from credit unions on this campaign?
I mean, a big thing we've talked about a lot are the key myths that we face as an industry, and what are the key barriers to people considering a credit union. And I think that's really struck home with people, and particularly this myth around accessibility. Mm-hmm. You know, often people think that credit unions are just local. They won't be able to access their money at an ATM. You won't have mobile apps. So really taking on that awareness issue around accessibility is going to be really key.
Yeah.
And I think that struck home with people, that actually your average consumer may not see a nationwide industry. And I think if we do one thing right, it's going to have to be that.
Indeed.
to really drive that home. I think also getting home the point, which has also resonated, that in a way we don't have an awareness problem, we have a consideration problem. You know, most people I've talked to in focus groups, I see it in the survey data, have a pretty good idea what a credit union is.
Oh, well, that's refreshing. Yeah. That's step one.
No, and it's good. No, it's a great problem. You know, people know that it's a financial institution of some kind. We're not talking about something new like machine learning or blockchain, which a lot of people would just sort of eyes glaze over, including mine.
Yeah.
But they don't think it's relevant to them. And I think that's also resonated with credit unions and folk I've talked to in the industry, that actually it's not awareness per se, it's more how do we get people to consider credit unions as an option that is relevant to them.
Yeah.
They like what they hear, they think we're associated with good rates, but they often think they can't join, or that getting their money out or managing their money is going to be a pain.
We're going to debunk those myths big time, it sounds like. So what else can we do? What can credit unions do in the meantime? What can we do in the meantime to kind of help you in your planning stages for execution early in 2018? I think I spoke with Jim and he said they're looking January 2019 to get past summertime and then elections and all that type of stuff.
Exactly.
So
Yeah, I think, you know, it's very difficult to launch something in the summer, and as you say, minds are going to be elsewhere. Come the fall. I think the key thing is to sort of stay focused, stay involved, use the messaging guide, which is on the website, which is a great tool. And we've had also great feedback from credit unions around the country of how they've used that. It's something that is an open resource to everyone. So use that to think about your own marketing, your own messaging. Give us feedback on that and watch this space. But for this to work, we all need to incorporate those messaging. We need to show the behaviors that Open Your Eyes is about in terms of being modern financial institutions that talk about accessibility, talk about technology. So we have to walk the talk as well as talk it. So that's also going to be an important thing for credit unions to follow through.
And getting back to the whole the digital aspect of it, the other thing that I'm thinking about is like it's not only cost effective and efficient all that type, but it's shareable as well.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, this stuff can go viral in a big way, right?
Absolutely, that's a really good point. And we want this to be very open and collaborative. So, you know, we've had some great conversations already with leagues and credit unions about how they can sort of amplify those efforts. And to your point, sharing that content, you know, getting credit union employees energized, and we've had great feedback on that too, is also going to be, I think, a crucial part of this. Because absolutely, we want to build that momentum. And in today's world, it's not just top down, it's bottom up. So that's really key.
Oh man, this looks very exciting, something that's a long time coming. So thank you for all your efforts, Graham. You guys are doing a stellar job, and keep it up. And again, let us know what we can do, and where can we go to find out more information, just to kind of wrap it up here.
If you go to www.awareness.creditunion, awareness.creditunion, you'll see all the information there, including the messaging guide that I just mentioned. So it's all there, and we'll be putting up regular updates on next steps and how else to get involved.
Very cool. All right, Graham, well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Graham Trainor, everybody, the guy that's doing all the planning and all the strategy. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well done.